Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast with Peter Abundant. Let's talk about adaptation, adapting to situations. For me, one of the things that I find interesting is when I come up with a formula, a system of doing things, and for whatever reason, something is thrown off within that system. I have a way of creating content every single day. And lately, these past few weeks, besides the fact that I'm kind of distracted by doing my van build, my camper van conversion, but besides that fact, it seems like I've been having some technical glitches with my podcast in particular. And so I have to take a moment because I continue to do the same thing. And for whatever reason, it wasn't working. Like the audios weren't getting uploaded. And at first I was getting frustrated because I made a commitment to provide content, especially on my podcast, twice a day. And that wasn't happening. So I kind of got discouraged or allowed myself to just put it to the side and say, well, it'll work out. And for some reason, it hasn't been connecting. I figured it was part of the software issue, you know, but I didn't get too much into the blame game of, oh, this thing is messed up, you know. So I decided today, actually, that I'm going to have to go back to what I used to do to record my podcast, which is ultimately recording it on my phone and then uploading it to my computer and then uploading it from my computer to the platform, which before I just did it on my phone and went straight to the platform. And it was much easier, way more convenient. And that's why that became my system. You know, I find that doing things the simplest way is the best way. For me, going backwards, though it is less convenient, it is still more optimal because I know it's going to happen. I know that it's going to work. And that ultimately is what I wish to point across to you in your life is, though things may be more convenient, if it's not accurate or if it's not consistent, then there's no point in doing it. It's not really working. You see, many times we do get lazy and we think, oh, well, this system has worked for me a couple of times and it's way more convenient to do it. So therefore, I'm only going to do it this way. Rather than being consistent, doing it a way that is a little bit less convenient, but it works every single time, is way more effective ultimately than the previous, right? So in life, we have to understand that yes, changes happen all the time. That is the only constant, is change. And so if you have a way of doing something, be ready. Be ready for that to change. Understand that the convenience of something, the simplicity of something, the ease of something is in itself a gift. And so as you move through life and you feel like, okay, I got this system down, always keep in the back of your mind that if that system happens to change or it needs to change, that you can adapt and you won't get frustrated, annoyed, discouraged, because the easiest way is no longer the convenient way, is no longer the more effective way, is no longer the best option, right? And that's okay. It's all about your objective and your intention. My intention is to provide content, to give you perspective, to support you throughout your days in thinking consciously and understanding that, hey, I'm by your side, but I have to realize that that intention is what's most important. Not so much how I execute it, but simply making sure I execute it every single day. Okay, so I apologize for this week, because with the podcast in particular, I have been lacking in putting up content. My YouTube channel has still been consistent. Every single day I put up stuff, and these past few weeks has been only about me building out this camper van. And, you know, it's important to continue with the spiritual, motivational content, because some people are not interested in camper van stuff. You know, all of this stuff is about me living my best life and communicating that to you, to be an example for you to live your best life and do the things that you wish to do, the things that you're curious about and passionate about. And so that's why I share pretty much all my interests with you on various platforms. But just be prepared to adapt, because it's important that we don't allow ourselves to be stopped simply by mediums of convenience or, you know, lack thereof. You know, don't let your dreams be something that can easily be taken away from you simply because the way you're used to doing it is no longer available or no longer reliable. So do what you can. Do what you can no matter when, and make sure that you are continuously being unstoppable when it comes to you living out your dreams and finding that fulfillment and happiness within you. Within you, really, really wanting to come out. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.